Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we help you think smarter, outthink your competition without having to outspend them. This is Les Wolf. I'm CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, a marketing professional with more than 40 years' experience in the marketing arena, write and lecture on the subject. And we're here for one reason, to help you be more effective as a marketer. The small business needs to be more competitive, more innovative, more creative, more thinking outside the box in order to compete with the larger competitors that are out there. And also to cut through the clutter that exists today. The clutter is just utterly amazing, and it is worse than ever before. Even though there are many advantages to technology, it has become an ocean of garbage out there, and you need to think creatively. And that's what we're going to cover tonight. We're going to talk about how one thinks outside the box, how one thinks creatively. What are some of the obstacles that you face? What are some of the tricks that you can use to be more creative? But there is a whole range of things that we try to cover with this show. And we look forward to hearing from you as to the topics that interest you, the subject matter you would like to be have covered, even if you'd like to be a guest on the show. And you do that by taking down this email address. Ready? MarketingSmartly, SMARTLY, MarketingSmartly@AOL.com. And let us hear from you. Also, the fact we bring some other things to your attention. We have our website, SmartMarketingGroup.com, in which you can explore a variety of different things. We have our blog, SmartMarketingMoves.com. And we have four LinkedIn groups designed to benefit you that you should get into to the discussion groups. Get in and start a discussion. Participate. And those four groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show, Creative Thinkers Forum, which we're going to do a little bit of tonight, Celebrities for Marketing, how to work with celebrities and how you can afford celebrities, and then Fearless Marketers, and that is really designed for those of you who are more willing to be a risk taker and, as we're going to discuss tonight, willing to make the effort to learn how to think more innovatively, because there's a whole range of things that you can do. In addition to the fact that we have this show and we have the LinkedIn group and the blog and everything else, we offer some services that might be of help to you. I am a marketing strategist, a creative tactician, and an executive coach. And I'm also a speaker who uses a highly interactive format, interactive dialogue format with my audiences. So you can check into, again, emailing me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com if you're interested in workshops, in seminars, in webinars, in speeches, etc. But that's enough for that. Let's talk about creativity. And one of the things that I look at is what are some of the obstacles that one faces in creativity, into our creative thinking. It isn't that you have to be born with an overly creative mind, but there are things that you can learn how to do. There are lessons that you need to think about related to how does one open one's mind to be much more creative. You know, so there are a number of major obstacles to creative thinking that could be preventing you from learning how to improve your problem-solving skills for business success. And, you know, any one of them, if you fail to recognize and remove it, you just can hurt you, you know, can hold you back. Let's talk about number one, lack of direction. the first obstacle is to create, to creative thinking is the lack of clear goals and objectives. And I'm going to pause for a moment and tell you, if you don't have your iPad out, get a notepad out, because I want you to take notes, because this is key and this is important for you. And so again, that first obstacle to creative thinking is the lack of clear goals and objectives. Written down, accompanied by a detailed written plan of action. Because one of the problems is, with our minds, we flit all over the place. We have, oh, I got a great idea here, I got a great idea here, and what have you. But, you know, you need to become crystal clear about what you want and how you're going to achieve it. Your creative mind then springs to life. You immediately begin to sparkle with ideas and insights that help you to improve and to move forward and generally improve your problem-solving skills for business success. So it's very important to look at the direction that you're going, have a clear perspective of where you're headed, and move forward. All right, let's take another obstacle that exists, fear of failure. The second major obstacle to creative thinking is the fear of failure or loss. It's that fear of being wrong, of making a mistake, or of losing money or time. As it happens, it is not the experience of failure that holds you back. We all have failed countless times, I know I have, in this life. But it hasn't hurt me or created any permanent damage. It's experience I learned, but it's the possibility of failure, the interpretation of failure, that paralyzes action and becomes the primary reason for failure and ineffective problem solving. You know, it's like I tell people, there is no benefit in negative thinking. Positive thinking is the only way. There is nothing you gain from negative thinking. You'll gain from having a positive frame of mind. You don't have to fear failure. You have to consider failure and say, okay, what can I do, you know, to minimize my chance of failure? And you don't let the anticipation of failure, as I said earlier, paralyze you. It's not worth that. You are bigger than that. All right, another obstacle that comes up in the creative thinking process is what I call the fear of criticism. You know, this obstacle to creative thinking is the fear, you know, that people are going to ridicule, scorn, or reject you. It is it's something you shouldn't even worry about. This is, you know, triggered by the desire to be liked and approved of by others, even people you don't know or care about. As a result, you decide that if you want to get along, you have to go along. Well, that's not the way you get things done. That's not the way you outthink the competition. That's not the way you think outside the box. One of the problems that people are mimic marketers because they're afraid to step outside the box and stand up and get noticed. It's amazing how many people live lives of underachievement and mediocrity because they're afraid to attempt to sell themselves or their ideas for business success. Yeah, you're frightened, and I'm sure many of you have felt that. I know that I have at times, but I don't let fear work as a negative to me. It gives me, I look at it as, okay, I'm going to overcome it. You know, you don't want to be afraid to ask someone to buy or try your product or service. You know, as a result of these fears of rejection and criticism, Too many people play it safe and settle for far less than they are truly capable of earning. That's one of the reasons you have what I call the mimic marketer out there. It is the idea, well, somebody's been successful with this, so if I do it, I'll be successful with it. All that is you're a follower, and the crowds do not follow. They follow the leader, not the mimic, not the person who's afraid to say, hey, is there a better way to do this? And you have to take the time to think things through and be having that open mind, because the open mind is so important. All right, let's take another obstacle, to creative thinking. One of those is what I would define as striving for consistency. A major obstacle in creative thinking is called homeostasis. This is a deep subconscious desire to remain consistent with what you have done or said in the past. It is the fear of doing or saying something new or different from what you did before. And this homeostatic impulse holds people back from becoming all they can and all they are capable of achieving, especially for business success. In homeostasis, there seems to be an irresistible unconscious pressure that brings you back to doing what you've always done. Unfortunately, this tends to lead you into your own comfort zone. And comfort zone over time becomes a groove. And then as you dig that groove, it becomes a rut. And you become stuck. All progress stops. In no time, you begin to use your marvelous powers of rationalization to justify not changing. As one gentleman said, the only difference between a rut and a grave is the depth. Homeostasis is a major killer of human potential, which will hinder you from achieving business success. You have to get over the fear. You have to be willing to make the effort. It makes a world of difference, an absolute world of difference. All right, let's talk about another obstacle. And this is something that I think is important, and that is being passive versus proactive in your thinking. One of the major obstacles to creative thinking for business success is passivity. If you do not continually stimulate your mind with new ideas and information, it loses its vitality and energy, very much like a muscle that is not exercised. Instead of thinking proactively and creatively, your thinking becomes passive and automatic and very bluntly dull. A major cause of passive thinking is routine. Most people get up at the same time each morning, follow the same routine at their jobs, socialize with the same people in the evenings, and watch the same television programs. As a result of that lack of not continually challenging their minds, they become dull and complacent. If someone suggests or proposes a new idea or a way of doing things, they usually, I don't know. They react with negativity and discouragement. They very soon, begin to feel threatened by any suggestion of change from the way things have been done before. Now, the key to it is you have to keep an open mind. You have to be willing to be a risk taker. That doesn't mean to be a risk taker on a foolish basis, but that means being a risk taker, that you are taking a good, solid opportunity because you've done your homework, You've thought things out. You communicated with others. You have taken the opportunity to establish a kind of atmosphere around you that people come to you with ideas. You know, and you want to be careful of rationalizing. This is one of the major obstacles to creative thinking. We know that human beings are rational creatures, but really, what does that mean? Being rational means that we continually use our minds to explain the world to ourselves so we can understand it better and feel more secure. In other words, whatever you decide to do or not. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. I lost my train of thought there for a moment. I am sorry. But you have to learn to improve performance for business success by basically, keeping an open mind and looking at, ways to enhance your skills. There are basically, excuse me, I'm sorry about that. All right. I said there are two main reasons for creativity, why creativity is important in the achieving business success. First, very bluntly, is problem solving and achieving business success means making decisions, which are key functions of the entrepreneur. As much as 50 to 60% of your time in business and in life is spent in problem solving. The better you become at that, the better you become in thinking up creative ways to solve the inevitable and unavoidable problems of daily life and work, and making effective decisions, the more success you will have, the more successful you will be. And then each of us wants to make more money. We all want to be more successful and enjoy greater status and esteem and recognition. Your problem-solving ability is a key determinant of how much of these you can accomplish. So think about these. These are obstacles. Obstacles, people are always putting up obstacles. But the problem in many cases is you're putting up the obstacles yourself. And that isn't necessary. It is not wise. It is a hindrance to creative thinking. All right. Let me pause for a moment and want to talk about, again, some of the services that we offer for you is the LinkedIn groups, the four LinkedIn groups that you can go check out, Creative Thinkers Forum, Marketing, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. I would advise you to go to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Visit our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. We're always looking for ways to enhance this show and enhance ways of helping you. And we'll be having some interesting guests in the upcoming weeks that, again, are designed to stimulate your thinking. Because this show is all about smart thinking. And, it is just so important that you have an open mind. And we'll talk about some ways that you can amplify creativity no matter what business you're in. So let me take a look at my notes is what I need to do. Throughout my career, I've learned hundreds of tricks that help amplify the creativity of the people who have reported to me, who I've worked with, what have you. But here are some tips that you can use to give a booster shot of creativity to anybody that you're working with, whether you're a one-man business dealing with suppliers, or you are a 500-person firm, know, you need to create an environment of praise instead of fear. Nothing dries up creativity faster than rampant negativity and the fear of making a mistake. You have to encourage people to say, hey, try. I'm not going to shoot you. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. Now, there's a wonderful quote that I use probably in every show, and that is based on a gentleman who built a huge company called Boeing Aircraft, and that is, none of us are as smart as all of us. Whether you're a one-person firm, a two-person firm, a 200-person firm, you build a team from your employees, your customers, your vendors, your friends. You have an open mind, willing to listen, willing to hear. You don't give people a million rules. You know, you give them a few absolute ones, and then let them have free rein on everything else. And most important, when someone does something that benefits your business, benefits your career, don't take the credit. Give them credit. Give credit where it's due. One of the things that I work on quite often with projects is creating partnerships and alliances with others. And I'm a great believer in what I call the win-win environment. That if someone helps me, I make sure that it is a mutually beneficial collaboration. That they're not being leaned on just to help me and not benefiting from it themselves. So the key to it is you want to have a situation that encourages people to step up because they know that you're going to appreciate what you do, what they do. You know, you want, basically, you want to praise the behavior and you want to do it loudly and often. But you want to be fair and don't tolerate non-performers. Now, keeping around dead weight demoralizes the people who are trying really hard. So don't compete with your underlings. If you're always trying to one-up your staff, they will quit trying eventually. And if they don't solve the problem exactly the way you should would have, you know, still, that's great. They made an effort. Oh, you got to give people a clear, simple, lofty vision of where you want to go. And you have to be consistent to support that vision. You don't want to worry so much about watching the clock on employees. If they are, you know, if they accomplish the goals you want, let them figure out creative ways and times, to make it happen. You're building a team, and that is really the key. As I said before, it doesn't matter whether you are a one-person firm or a multi-employee firm, because you can build a team from your bringing in your customers, giving them the opportunity to provide you with ideas. The vendors that you deal with ideas, even your competition. You get to know your competition and you guys discuss, you know, what's going on. And in many cases, you will identify untapped, unfulfilled, overlooked opportunities. Because, again, many of your competitions are mimics of what everyone else is doing. But you may hear in a discussion with them at a trade show or a meeting, an idea that your light goes off in your head and say, hey, there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity that I haven't seen before. And a lot of people, when there's something bad going on, a calamity, I use another one of my favorite quotes from Winston Churchill. An optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. You have to be an optimist. All right, and you have to also try to inject some aspect of fun into everything you do, right down to your office space. let people help decorate the place. Encourage what I call some creative art, not only just for employees, but maybe open it up to their children, their families. You know, if you do all that, you will have one of the best and brightest group of people that you can think of lining up to work on your team. You really would. So that is one thing that you need to be thinking about. All right. Let me go back to cover a couple other points, and we'll go from there. All right. One of the things that, well, let me go back on teamwork for a moment. There's a lesson I learned actually 29 years ago. I bought a company, a successful company, out in the Midwest. I was based in New York. And I bought the company by outbidding the existing management team. And what I didn't do was take that team and sit down with them and talk about how we could work together creatively, passionately, and work together. They all had their nose out of place because I had bought the company and they couldn't. That was a mistake I made by not, going back to the point, building a team, building the communications channels, having the effort that it is a team effort, a joint effort. Everyone's ideas are valued. All right, one of the things in trying to think outside the box, some of the services that we offer are workshops, seminars. I love to get out and speak in front of groups. In particular, my approach is what I call an interactive dialogue approach, because people are interested in one thing more than anything else. You know what that is? Themselves. The key to communication is what we call the WIFM factor, and you've heard me say this in many shows in the past, and I'll keep repeating it, because it's the key to all communication. It stands WIIFM, the WIFM factor. What's in it for me? And that is a key point that you need to focus on, because that's what motivates people. And you know, I asked a question once on the internet, on LinkedIn, a group I belong to, is why is it so many executives can't think outside the box? I had over 167 responses from 5 different countries, and they all came up with the general sense of the same answer: fear. So don't be scared. You know, you really need to use your imagination, but you need to be a good communicator to people. Now, if you want to outthink the competition rather than outspend them, you got to identify the opportunities. You have to build an integrated marketing approach. You have to build the team. And there's so much more. So go up to our blog. Go up to our LinkedIn groups. Participate. We want this show to be your show. We want this show to be one that helps you in every which way. So let me hear from you. MarketingSmartly@AOL.com. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And our website is SmartMarketingGroup.com. Our blog is SmartMarketingMoves.com. But I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for being a listener. We'll look forward to next week's show, which I think you'll find interesting. We have a very interesting guest with what I call our Ladies in Marketing show. So, Doreen Dove. I think you'll find it very enjoyable. So, thank you. Bless you all. And we'll talk next week. Take care.